This walking man is an example of the fragmentation and assemblage underlying Rodin's modernity. Initially presented in a reduced version, perched on top of a column in his retrospective exhibition in 1900, this work was not remarked upon. The enlargement you see here breathed new expressive force into the statue. Created 20 years after the St. John the Baptist, which we're about to see, this work is the result of an assemblage of a study of legs and a torso, which was probably also connected with this figure. Finding it cracked and damaged after years of neglect, Rodin left it as it was, so that the torso contrasts with the smoothness of the legs. The crevasses in the armless and headless torso accentuate the reference to fragments from antiquity. Rodin remarked, "People have often reproached me for not putting a head on my walking men. Does one walk with one's head?" The walking man is often seen as the very symbol of pure creation, without reference to any subject in particular. Through this absence of references, alongside the obvious assemblage that Rodin makes no attempt to conceal, the sculpture unquestionably asserts one of the innovative aspects of his work.